went through the holiday time and early this year, I really feel a good feeling for 2013 for us as well. And I speak it and I prayed over us. Last week already, I shared a few things. This morning, I would like to continue. Reinald, if you can maybe show that first slide of the old sermon, of the previous one, for those of you who haven't been here. Just a few things that you have heard, a lot of announcements now. There's going to be a fast at the end of the month again. I think we probably, as Shofar, fasted last year more in 1 year than the previous 3 years. And we're starting a fast this year just to consecrate us as a body, Shofar International, Shofar Global, early in the year to God, and to ask Him for guidance and to protect us and lead us. It's going to be a compulsory fast for all the leaders in church. You'll get an email from me, but for the rest of church, the church is not compulsory. For the gewone skapies, if I may put it that way. So friends, I invite you to fast and pray with us, but it's not compulsory. If you feel it on your heart to join in and pray, you can do a Daniel's fast or whatever is on your heart, that is fine with us. Just a few other things that we can announce early in the year. We've got a lot of things already planned for this year. You'll see there's three different opportunities to go on missions this year. We will do it with our sister church, Shofar Swakopmund, this year. We will go together on missions. There's one to the south, one to the south, one to the north, and then one international mission. You'll see the dates up there, the international mission. We're trusting God. The Shofar in Swakopmund, they went to Angola last year. We might be going back there, or maybe to Botswana, or maybe any other place. We are really open for that. But I want to encourage you. It will take a little bit of planning and a little bit of effort on your side. But we want to invite you guys to join in. At least try and do one of them. We try to schedule it mostly over a long weekend, that especially the working people doesn't have to put in too much leave. But pray about it and see if you are willing to go. I think it's going to be a blessing, but it's going to be a lot of fun as well. I believe it's going to be fun to go together. Since we have so many people traveling over international borders, let's see if we can do something in our own country. Then we've got in June, July, we'll play host again, probably to two teams or at least one, a mission team. We always receive a mission team from Shofar Pretoria. The students, they always drive all the way through Botswana, come here to Windhoek, you know by now. They are usually a big blessing to receive here, and they serve in church, and it's nice to have them part of our fellowship. Then the 31st of May to the 1st of June, for all the ladies in the house, there will be, for the third year in a row, the Women's Awakens Conference. Any one of you have been there last year? I know, Lachia, you've been there. Any other ladies? It's really a blessing. I wasn't there myself, but I know it's really good, and it's really something focused for the ladies and their hearts. Pastor Fred and Lucille May and the team will be ministering there. And then last year, we also had our regional conference at Rock Lodge at Okahania. I think it was a big success. It was a lot of fun and some good training and teaching as well. Because we have the Women Awakens Conference in Swakop, Shofar Windhoek, right here, hopefully in this hall, we will have the conference. So we don't have an excuse not to. We don't have to travel anywhere. It will be right here at our doorstep. And I believe that will also be a big blessing. Lastly, Shofar Conference in the end of September. I think it starts the 27th, if I'm correctly. That's still 9 months to plan. We're going to organize like a big, hopefully a 70-seater bus or something. And we want to, as Shofar Namibia, travel down to South Africa and try and get as much as possible guys on board or on bus in that sense, and travel down there. We will talk a lot about that, but I think this is just a few dates, a few things right here at the start of the year that we can plan our diaries and that we won't get caught off guard and say, but I don't have time or I didn't know, anything like that. There's already about 6 or 7 events for the year. Then also, you probably heard in the announcements when Liesl announced that from the start of next month, we always have the first Sunday of a new month, we've got our communion. So we will, thank you, Leanne, we will have a combined family celebration service. So once a month, on the first Sunday of every new month, we will not have Afrikaans and English church services separately, but one church service at 9:30 together, where we all come together as a church. We'll have communion, praise and worship, sermon, and we will. We already are. It's not confirmed yet, but it's almost. I think you guys will know Pastor Ross van die Kerk. He might be coming to minister to us. That he still needs to just give a final answer about the date, but we will also try and have those Sundays as our major outreach Sundays, or try and have a guest speaker, someone from our family that can minister in the house. And then you heard about that, and there was a lot of announcements, so hopefully you copied all of them. Intercession is also starting this week again. I'm very excited about that. I want to start off this morning by asking you a question. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it a little bit. Actually, I must ask you two questions. The first one is, what is your testimony? What is your testimony? Most of you will know that. Just reflect a little bit on that. The second one, and it's going to fit into the sermon today. The second question, what flows to Windhoek from your relationship with Christ? So if you've got a relationship with Jesus Christ and you're sitting here this morning, I will be hoping that something is flowing from that relationship to Christ. Okay, we live in a world, a consumer environment. We go to a place, you buy with cash or a check or credit card or whatever way, and you pay for something, you get something. Many times you buy quickly for a meal. There's Debonairs, there's Steers, there's Kentucky, there's so many Hungry Lion, all these animal names, I don't know why. And you can buy something. You give cash, they give you money, you eat it, you throw away the packaging it was in, and that's in a sense how a lot of things in life has become. Okay? But it's the opposite when we talk about church. Something, we aren't here as a church to get from the city. We are here to give to the city. Okay? So I'm going to be quiet now for a moment. What is flowing to Windhoek from your relationship with Christ? Something we can think about a little bit, maybe this week in your quiet time, your time with the Lord, you can think about it a little bit. I think it's a challenging question. It's something that's in my heart as well. And then I want to start off by saying, this past week, I mean, you know, maybe some of you know that usually pastors, of course, we kind of work on Sundays, Fridays in the whole shofar is off. We get our off day. That's our Sabbath day, the day of rest. So usually I try and finish my sermons before Fridays, because Saturdays my wife is a hairdresser, so she works then, so I look after the kids, and it's usually not very productive to work in that environment looking after those three little blessings. So Thursday afternoon came, and I thought, like, I've got probably a third or half of my sermon covered and finished, and you know, I'm tracked. Usually in between from there till Sunday I finish the rest, especially Saturday evenings. And but I kind of didn't have complete peace about what I was about to share, you know. And it kind of bugged me, but, you know, that's many things happen before you preach, you know. So it's not weird in a sense to me. And then I got to Friday morning, and I felt the Holy Spirit warning me in a sense and saying, no, it's not this, okay, there's something else. And I really started praying and trusting God to show me that the Holy Spirit can lead me to what I need to share. And God is very faithful, and He did just that. And I remember there was an older pastor in Shofar a few years ago, Dani Pretoria, some of you might know him. And I remember he ministered here in 2009. And once, I was still in the church then, South Africa in Stellenbosch, that, I don't know why I had a tie. I think I did the offering. I can't remember why. And he wanted to borrow my tie, and I said, sure, and I gave it to him, and he had the tie on that Sunday. And afterwards, he gave me the tie back, and, you know, we talked a little bit, and he told me, you know, that during the worship that Sunday, the Holy Spirit told him to preach another sermon, okay? And that's now probably 15, 20 minutes, how long is worship, 30 minutes before the time. And I thought, like, Lord, you obviously know who to ask this of. definitely not for me. It was for him. And I said, wow, Donnie, I'd rather die. So in a sense, guys, I just want to say I'm now at Friday, okay? There's progress. I'm not there 10 minutes before the time, but I'm at Friday. So there's progress. That's a joke in a sense. Okay. But what I want to talk about, and it was so so awesome, one of the ladies in church, in the previous church service, when I gave opportunity for people to share a word or get testimony or scripture, she came and she was quite emotional, and she said she just during the holiday, you know, when she probably spent time with family or friends, she said that, you know, what a privilege it is to actually belong to a church, and how special it is and how important it is. And you will obviously just know it once you have it, because if you never have it, you don't know what you're missing. Okay, it's like married life. It's awesome. For those of you who aren't there yet, we're praying for you. Okay, you're going to get there. It's great. We have to say these things from time to time. And it's awesome to be part of a church, a place where you can have family. And Johnny is sitting here. You can testify with me or agree on that. Last week, there was two ladies visiting. And we had a great time. And I think they enjoyed church really a lot. And she told me afterwards, the one lady, she said, but one of her friends are a teacher at the school at Seidehof here. And, you know, the lady told her that since the church moved in here, they can feel the blessing at the school. Things are really going well. And I thought, like, praise God. You know, that is what we want to hear. Even though we as a church aren't directly involved. I mean, we pay rent, so it blesses them in a sense, I believe. But there must be something spiritual that we must shine and give to society around us. Okay, we aren't here to receive from Windhoek or Namibia. We are planted here to be that fragrance, to give, to sow, you know. And that was such a thing. I love that. For the Afrikaans guys, there's a rim onder die hart. Penu, rim onder die hart. Okay, it's great. It means it's a good thing. And in a sense, I'm going to talk about that and that word that we had as well. I really thought that's a place to work from. Now, something, and I think some of you might have been in situations like this. There were a family visiting us during the holiday. They've got a small little girl, just a little bit younger than my little girl. And, you know, the kids play around. And I have to be honest with you guys. I really love my own kids. They are very special to me. But I can't really say I've got a lot of affection to other people's kids. So if you are here and you've got kids, please don't be offended if I don't pick them up and play with them and do those things. I don't know. I'm not really like that in a sense. I really enjoy more older people in a sense, but God makes us all different and it's a good thing as well. But, you know, I probably greeted the girl and, you know, it's like, cool, you're in my house and you're welcome. And then somewhere in the day, the mom told me, oh, this girl, she likes you so much. And I felt so bad because I don't like them that much as well, in a sense. If you hear what, you must hear my heart now. Okay, I won't say I don't like other small kids, but you know, it's I'm sharing something personal now here. But when she said that, I felt like, oh boy, all the previous times they were there, I hope I didn't reject this little girl or something. Okay, but bottom line is, you know, and after that, I just asked God already to make my heart bigger, to give me a bigger capacity to also love small kids. You know, maybe you are again, you love small kids, but you don't relate to older people. I don't know. There was an older gentleman in the previous sermon, so I could make a joke because it's my dad. That's fine. I said, I like older people, but anyway. So I just felt bad. I asked, Lord, give me more capacity to love them. And friends, I believe in a sense, this is the word I'm going to share today, that the Lord are asking the same of us as Shofar Windhoek. Okay? There's a place where when you're a young person and you become an adult and then you go into a covenant relationship with a lady, you get married, that and then after a while you probably become a parent. Okay? And to become a parent, it's a big responsibility, okay? Because when you are young, when me and my wife, we were young married, I remember it's not that difficult to decide 5 o'clock on a certain day in the afternoon that maybe we will watch a DVD tonight or go to visit friends or watch a movie or eat a pizza or something. But you know, when you have small kids and it's winter, you think like, we can't go visit friends. Maybe you can't even go to church because it's cold or it's because it's raining. you need to mature. I mean, if you, those parents here, if you have to wake up at night, 3 o'clock, and the kids are getting teeth, you know what those nappies look like, it's challenging. Okay, or if you get that nappy before you had your first coffee in the morning, it's kind of challenging. But it takes a man, it takes a parent, it takes a mom, it takes a father. Okay, so if we take responsibility over spiritual things as well, there comes responsibility with that. Okay, if we disciple people, if we reach out to people, we also have to step up and say, we are prepared to walk this road. We are prepared to say, no, I'm not going to have pizza tonight or watch a DVD, and rather go visit that child, in a sense. And I also want to say to us, friends, that I remember so well when that day I gave my life to the Lord. It was this baby that needs to be given birth to. Lord, I can't do it on my own. You're not supposed to do it on your own, okay? But the Lord wants this child to come to life. That scripture from King Ezekiel, that was in a place where they were really in distress. They were really in a bad spot. And then the prophet Isaiah came and said, don't worry, you're going to be fine. God is going to sort this thing out, okay? We're not supposed to think, make 10 plans and do 10 things right now and say, okay, Lord, we sort it next week. We're in the right place now. No, we're going to stand back. We're going to just give over. Okay, and this is the thing with obedience, okay, where you take up your cross many times and you say, Lord, I'm prepared to sacrifice. I'm prepared to walk away from certain things and give over to you. That as we have sang, your grace is enough. So many times in my life, I stood on that and I said, Lord, this is difficult, this thing before me, but I know your grace is enough. You say it and I accepted it. Okay, and I believe slowly but surely we're going to see this child come to life in our church. Okay, and corporately we're going to raise that child. We're going to see that child, which I believe is the city of Windhoek in a sense, the people around us, they will come into this place where they can have spiritual fathers and mothers, people looking after them, people caring, people changing their nappies, people giving them milk, people giving them later on solid food. Okay. That is what God wants with us. And I know it's from the Lord because it's part of Scripture. God wants us to go to the nations. He wants us to make disciples. He wants us to preach the gospel. He wants each and every one of us to... I know myself. I've walked past people and I thought, but Lord, I'm too busy now, or I have to go and do this. I can't talk to this person or pray for this person now. Guess what? God doesn't kick me away and say, you're not my child anymore. But God wants me to obey when he speaks. Amen. Father God, we want to come to you this morning as a church, Lord God, and Lord, this child that you want to give birth to, Lord God, that we can be co-workers, that we will wrestle with you, Lord God, that we will come into your presence and listen, Lord. Must I bring the bottle? Must I bring the nappy? Must I be the father or the mother? What is my role to play, Lord God? And Lord, we know that in this church we mustn't just look to each other. There's an important place to do that as well. But Lord, you have planted here, Lord, and I thank you for the testimony, Lord God. That lady said that the school are blessed but to have us as a church here. May it be like that, and may this neighborhood, Lord God, start to say, but we see something different. We see people taking authority. We see people pray. We see people go out. And that they might say, but these people, they walk after Jesus. Father, I pray that this will not be like a burden on our shoulders, Lord God, but it will be a joyous occasion to see this child, Lord, come to life and to grow, to sit and to walk, Lord God, and to start to talk, Lord God, and to see this child mature, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you'll give us the courage, Lord. And thank you that we can know, that we can stand on it, that your grace is enough, Lord God. That we don't have to go home today and break our heads about how me or I or someone will do it, Lord God. But that it will be this church as a body, Lord God. You've given us the fivefold ministry and people with different skills and gifts. How we are supposed to care for this child. But the most important is that we say yes, Lord God. I want to say yes on behalf of this church, Lord, and prophesy and say, Lord, give us more than one child. Give us many children, Lord God. You know exactly in this season what we can handle and what we cannot. You are the perfect father. You can see over the hill. And I know, Lord God, that that baby is ready, Lord God, to come into life, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that, yes, Lord God, that, that soon we will start to see that child, Lord. And yes, that we can be excited about that, Lord. And that we don't have to be scared, Lord. And even if we are here this morning and we are really afraid of this year, or afraid of saying yes to God and not know what will happen next, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you still love us, that you... that your grace is enough, Lord God, that, that don't we don't have to fear, and that you will not give us something that we can't handle, Father. Lord, I want to, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. I want to ask now, as all eyes are closed, please just keep your eyes closed, because I want to pray something else still. If you are here, and I just want to ask, the reason why I ask you to close your eyes, are just that because that, don't look to the person next to you, it's between you and God this morning. If you feel this message or speaking to you, I want you to raise your hand just to show God by the show of hand that you are saying yes. Yes, for being a father to this child, a mother. And even though you might be a bit scared or you don't feel prepared at all in any way, but if this witness in your heart and you say, Lord, I want to be part of this, this raising this child, then raise your hand. Lord God, I want to thank you for every person in your house this morning that has raised their hands, Lord God, and to say yes to you. I want to pray for protection over them, Lord God. I want to pray that this seed that has been planted here this morning, that it will grow and it will mature. Lord, that it will be something that will keep us awake even in this year, something that will wake us up at night, Lord God, where we can pray and intercede for that child's birth, just like parents do, Lord God, and pray over their children, Lord God, that when we are walking or studying or working, Lord God, that you will call us to pray for this child, Lord God. And yes, Lord God, that we know your grace is enough, Lord God, that you will walk with us. Holy Spirit, that we don't have to do it on our own. I pray for every person. Lift them up who has responded this morning, Lord God, and show them. Start to speak to them. Start to speak to us this morning, Lord, about what you want us to do in your house this year, Lord God. And Father, for any of us, Lord God, who hasn't raised our hands this morning, maybe if you just silently raised your hand on the inside, or maybe you are feel you're not prepared, or maybe a bit scared, Father, thank you that you're not putting a yoke around our neck, that you are not punishing us or loving us less, Lord God. Thank you that in due season, you will work this thing through with all of us, Lord God, and that we can, yes, Lord God, I just trust that you will help us to obey this year, Lord God, when things might happen suddenly or things might happen fast, Lord God, that you will tell us, but yes, you have said yes, the baby is here now, it's time to raise that child. Thank you, Lord, for something glorious that you are going to do, in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, church, I just believe God has given me a word for two people here, that during the past holiday that you have been attacked by doubt. It's actually attack, it's not your own thoughts about doubt in your faith, and as well as about doubt in God. And then there's also another person, like it's like a draw, but you're taking the handle, but you broke off the handle, and you really want what God has prepared for you and what you want in that draw, but you're sitting with the handle and you don't know how to fix it. But that's just a reconnection with the Spirit and with obedience to that, to the Spirit. And it's just a simple prayer, just something that needs to break in the Spirit. So I'll just wait afterwards for if there's some people that respond for that.
Thank you. So if you feel this morning that is one of those words are for you, I want to invite you, just as the rest of the people are going to leave, just stay behind. We would really like to pray with you and just take ownership and authority over that. For the rest of you guys, May 2013 be an awesome year. May it be a year that we will look back to and say, wow, God has done great things, as that song goes. So I'm looking forward to see you next week, same time, same place. Have a wonderful Sunday afternoon, and be blessed then. If there's anyone else and you feel you need prayer this morning, I will also stay behind. And then those two words, if you feel you need to respond, please don't leave without doing that. Amen. Have a wonderful day.